looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, on Tuesday, I spoke with a remarkable woman, an amazing athlete, Chloe McArdle. I mean, she's a Sydney Marathon swimmer. She was about to break a world record. Well, we will speak with her now as the new Queen of the English Channel. Chloe has officially broken the world record for the most crossings of the English Channel. She's crossed it not once, not twice, not 10 times. She's crossed it a world record 44 times. It's out of this world. I'm so excited to say that Chloe McArdle, she joins me on the live from the UK. G'day, Chloe.
Hi, Jim.
You're still awake. You deserve a well-deserved rest after that. I mean, congratulations. I mean, you're the new Queen of the English Channel. I mean, how are you feeling right now?
Super tired. I had a two-hour nap in a car park on the way to Manchester. And, I'm doing a new marathon effort now, and that's getting through my media schedule. Very tired.
I mean, how did the swim go? It was. I know we spoke before you about to jump in the water and head across the channel. How were conditions?
Look, to be fair, they were better than average, which I really appreciated. It was a bit lumpy for the first 4 or 5 hours, which means a bit of swell, but nothing too serious, just about 1 meter or so. The last few hours, it flattened right out and the sun came out, and it was almost like it was just my finish line, and the weather gods let me just cruise into the finish nice without worrying about fighting a tide or fighting the cold. And it was just a lovely way to just enjoy those last few hours of possibly my last ever channel swim.
So I said, that's my next question. You've crossed it. You've got the world record now, 44 times across the channel. Is that it now?
Yeah, look, I'm...
You deserve it.
I'm going to take a break. I mean, I've done 7 crossings this season alone. And,
wow.
I love the English Channel, but, you know, I've got the crown now. It's the most in history, and I'm really content. I've fulfilled my goals on the English Channel.
Yeah. I spoke earlier to my colleague Deb Knight on her afternoon program, and Deb said to me, can you ask her, why does she do it? What drives her? I mean, it's just, it's an incredible effort to be able to do it once, but you've done this now 44 times. What is the motivating factor for you, the driving force?
Well, it's interesting because I've been doing it for so long now, 12 years. What it was originally is slightly different to now. So originally I wanted to be the best in the world at something. And with a competitive swimming background as a junior in the pool, I transitioned quite well into marathon swimming and really reached the heights of the heights there. In the last few years, I've got a much deeper purpose from my advocacy work, really supporting people who've gone through domestic violence and advocating for change like criminalization of coercive control, which is a form of domestic violence. And I feel that I've now got like a deeper, more meaningful layer and more meaningful messaging that I can have with my speaking to the media and speaking to the public. So I'm still very competitive, as you can probably see, but I have multiple purposes now.
Well, I'll tell you something. On the motivational speaking circuit, you will be in demand because what you've achieved is extraordinary, but also those things that you're doing with domestic violence. I'll tell you what, if anyone from corporate Australia is listening to the program, there's plenty listening to this show every day, get on board because I reckon you'd be fantastic as a really impressive speaker.
Oh, thanks very much, Jim. Yeah, I really love connecting with people and inspiring them to set big goals and go after them. And I share stories of how I've failed so many times in the channel and I keep going back. So I failed at my triple crossing attempt on the first 2 occasions. And then 5 years after I started the triple attempts, I finally succeeded in 2015. So you know, those sort of stories I share and what it's like to swim in the English Channel, because people are so curious and I get bombarded with questions like, how do you eat? How do you drink? Do you sleep? Do you get on the boat? Do you double turn at France? And I love being able to share the history and the romanticism and the challenges of the channel with basically anyone who listens to me.
Well, a huge congratulations from our listeners, across Sydney, across the state, around the country. We're so, so proud of you. You now please go and have a well-deserved rest. Good on you.
I plan to this afternoon. Thanks.
So proud. That's Chloe McArdle. Well done, Chloe, the Sydney Marathon swimmer who's just become the world record holder for the most crossings of the English Channel, 44 times. Unbelievable.